Shalom, shalom to one and all. This is Yoshua, and it's time for Take 10 for Torah, Parshas Korach edition. I'd like to spend a couple of moments speaking about the concept of Ahavas Hashem, of loving God. It's a mitzvah that we must love God. What does that have to do with this week's Parsha? So according to the Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, this is indeed the fundamental notion, idea, concept, which is gleaned from the entire episode of Korach. Korach launches a revolt with his followers against Moshe, against Aaron. Depending on which Rishon we look at, we can interpret it different ways. And he wasn't a big fan of how Moshe took power and gave it over to his brother Aaron. We're all holy. Why are there only some people that are able to serve in the Mishkan? Why are there only some people who are able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the Holy of Holies? We should all be holy. We were all, we all heard the same words at Mount Sinai. So what's the difference between all of us? Anyways, as we know, in the end, it did not bode well for Korach. It didn't end well for Korach and his followers. There was a pit. Someone got swallowed. Some people got, died from plague. It was not fun. Some people died from fire. It was a very gory parsha. But what does Ahavas Hashem have to do with this? The Kedushas Levi teaches that there are two types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik who is selfish. There's a tzaddik who wants to be the one who's in the limelight. There's a tzaddik, there's a righteous person who wants to make sure that he is doing God's will. That's one tzaddik. But as the Kedushas Levi says, Kish tzaddik shoved rak lasos tanug lehabore baruchu. But there's another tzaddik who his entire desire is to give pleasure to God, to his creator. According to this tzaddik, the tzaddik who just wants to give pleasure to God, it doesn't matter whether or not he gives pleasure to him or someone else gives pleasure to him, he wants God to have pleasure. He wants God to be happy. He wants God's will to be done. So perhaps this is a little bit, this is a step further from JFK's inaugural address in 1961, when he famously said, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. It's even more than this. Hashem's saying, ask not what you can do for me. Ask about what needs to be done, period. Korach suffered from the mindset where he believed that he needed to be the one that did God's will. But we need to reframe our mindsets. We need to realize that our goal in life is to make sure that God's will is done. And according to that perspective, it doesn't matter who does his will. It just matters that it's done. It matters that the world progresses. Korach thought that he needed to be the one in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hashem says, no, I need you to do your job. And when you do your job, then the world will be the best place that it could possibly be. But you're trying to make sure that you're doing other people's jobs. That doesn't make me happy. If you really loved me, Korach, says the Kedushas Levi, then you would be happy that I am being satisfied. You'll be happy, you would be happy, that my will is being fulfilled. That is what we must be thinking about. This is similar to the idea brought down by the Alter Rebbe of Chabad in the Tanya on Perek Yud. And Rav Blachman from KBY used to describe the difference between Dveikos versus Yichud. Dveikos, which literally means, translates as closeness, Yichud meaning unification. Rav Blachman used to tell me that Dveikos is some type of personal, subjective closeness to God. It's a high. Yichud is an altruistic experience. Yichud, unification, is complete altruism. It is complete unity. I am no longer part of the picture. There is no I. There is just one. And in a certain respect, we should be adopting that type of approach. We should be trying to make sure that everything is no longer about the I, but rather everything is about Hashem, the ultimate I, the I of eyes, the soul of souls, as the Zohar says. In the base Levi, in the name of, well, actually quoting the Sefer Yishrei Lev, in Ramazik Kedusha Shabbos Kodesh, says that this is also pshat in what the Kedushas Levi is saying, why Oneg Shabbos specifically stems from loving God. Why does Oneg Shabbos, the pleasure that one derives on Shabbos, stem from loving God? It's because he says that there's a Maimer Chazal, the rabbis teach us that there's a mitzvah to visit our Rebbe, our teachers, our mentors on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Ultimate pleasure comes from knowing that there are really great people serving God. We should be those people too, but ultimate pleasure comes from seeing those people in action and seeing God's will being fulfilled. So on Shabbos, when we walk over to these people and we see how they conduct their lives, when they're totally, totally, totally subjected and totally just trying to accomplish the will of God, that should make us so happy. And that's where Oneg Shabbos should come from. That's where our pleasure on Shabbos should come from, recognizing that there are very, very special people in this world, our friends who are doing God's will. We should not be jealous of them, but rather we should be happy because God is being given pleasure at that moment. And through our joy and through our love of God, which will also inspire us to love our fellow man, we should be zocha, we should merit to the coming of the Mashiach, to the day that is Yom Shekul Shabbos, to the era which is totally Shabbos, a day and a time, an era full of peace and full of pleasure for us and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great Shabbos.